Okay, I want to talk about superhero this morning. You know, everybody likes superhero. Maybe Thor, Spider-Man, Captain America. I know that most of you prefer Superman. I can see Pastor prefers Superman. Superman is the best superhero. Maybe this is the most old superhero that we know. But every superhero has, of all days, have something in common. They have superpower, and they have a mission. I know that maybe you dream of being a superhero. Maybe you want to fly. Maybe you want to be strong, bulletproof, or anything else. But let me tell you something. The good news. Everybody here are a superhero. If you are a Christian, you are a superhero. Because you have a power, superpower, and you have a mission. That is the most important thing when you look at a superhero. The power and the mission. The Bible in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we can read together. Jesus said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit will come on you, and you will be my witness." It's great. The power of the Holy Spirit is in us. If you believe in Jesus, the day that you believe, the Holy Spirit will come on you. And you receive the powers of the Holy Spirit. These powers show us in different ways. Or this way we call spiritual gift, different gift we receive when we believe in Jesus. But today I want to focus in two things. The power, the way that you use your power, and the mission that we have. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1 that the day that we believe in Jesus, the promise of the Holy Spirit is done in us. You know, I'm sorry for the Spanish guy, but I'm trying to speak both languages, but I prefer speaking English only because my mind is shut off. You know, but I try to preach only in English. Sometimes when we lose the superpower, is you can write your note. You can fill up all blank space. You know, we have superpower. The power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the power of the gospel. The gospel is like the tool. You know, when you look at some superhero like Thor has a hammer. Captain America has a shield. Flash, a lightning bolt. Maybe Superman, you can singing other things. I don't know a lot of things about Superman because I focus more in the Marvel superhero. It's my favorite, you know. But it's fine. You can see maybe Batman has a many tools. But the gospel is like a tool. When I can read in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that Paul said that he's proud of the gospel because the gospel can save the sinner. Gospel is something that we receive or we have that can save the sinner. Can save you, me, everybody. We have these two things, the Holy Spirit and the gospel in us. And we need use every day. We need use this power. Sometimes maybe you need, I know Jesus, I have the Holy Spirit, I know the gospel, I have my Bible, I read my Bible every day, I pray every day for many people. But we have one more thing. We have the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. It's something that we need checking because, you know, sometimes, sorry, let me find my note. You know, when you check in the Great Commission gives us two more things. The authority of Jesus and the presence of Jesus with us. You have power, the Holy Spirit and the gospel, and you have the authority to preach the gospel. When I see that, it's like you call to be pastor, but you don't have the authority to preach. You know, we have power, we have the gospel, and we have the authority to preach the gospel. You don't need any special permit to preach because we have the authority of Jesus. And Jesus comes with you every time that you preach the gospel. When you go to the community and talk about Jesus, Jesus is with you. You have the power of the Holy Spirit and you have Jesus with you. Now, what we do with all this sin? What we do with the power? What we do with the gospel? The call is to be a witness. It's not only to stay here, praise. It's not only to be fine here, be fun sometime. It's to be a witness. Because in the first text that we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, said that we receive the power to be a witness. Witness of Jesus. And we be a witness of Jesus is the most important thing that we can do every day. Be a witness. You don't be here to any other sin to be a witness. Be a witness anytime, anywhere, in any time. I don't know if you know most of Jesus that I know. I don't know if you know your Bible, if you read your Bible, but you need to be a witness every day. The people in your house, your wife, husband, your kid, need that you be a witness. Your neighbor, your community, in your workplace, wherever you go, you need to be a witness. It's all about Jesus. It's not about what you feel here, because I know that you feel good. I hope that you feel good in the church. But you need to be a witness of Jesus. You need to be a witness of everything that he did in you and he doing you. Be a witness of Jesus and his word. That is the most important thing that I try to say today. Sometimes we spend more time talking about the church, talk about how you feel in the church, talk about, oh, being Christian is super nice. But be a witness, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about the pastor. It's not about the church. It's about Jesus. Sometimes when I try to talk about something, you know, sometimes you can see many people preach about himself, but we have a great church, we have a great community here, we have a great building, we have a lot of money in the bank, we have a new car. But it's not about that, it's about Jesus. When you invite somebody to the church, please invite the people to Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Because when the people come here, maybe he sees something bad in me and one of you. Or maybe we don't like the music. Maybe we don't like the way that we praise the Lord. But if you invite the people to know Jesus, that is great. But when you try to be a witness of Jesus, The first is that you need to know Jesus. You need to know the gospel. You need to know what Jesus did. The calling this morning is to be a witness. Witness of Jesus, testigos de Cristo. Witness of the love of Jesus, testigos del amor de Jesús. Witness of the life and death of Jesus, testigos de su muerte y de su vida. Witness of the mercy and grace of Jesus. When you told somebody about Jesus, what you say? You need to know Jesus first. I know that sometimes the people spend more time in any sin and don't spend time to Jesus. This is the first weekend of the year, the first Sunday. Maybe you made some resolution last weekend. I don't know if in your resolution you're thinking about being a witness of Jesus. Maybe you think about, oh, this year I tried to work more, make more money, buy a new car, buy a new house. For me, I want to involve in some ministry in the church. Maybe I want to try to stay close to the pastor or to my leadership. But you know, you need to try to be a witness of Jesus. Okay, this is the more important thing in your life. Jesus loves you, and Jesus wants that you be a witness. I don't preach too much today. You know, English is hard for me. It's very hard for me. In Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, Paul says that we preach Christ crucified, the cross of Jesus. Sometimes we talk only about love, grace, mercy, but I never talk about cross. If you want to talk about love of God, you need to talk about cross. The main point of the gospel is the cross of Jesus. When you talk about Jesus, about God, about gospel, you need to talk about cross. If you don't mention the cross in your preach, you don't talk about anything. We need to be a witness. We need thinking about how important is Jesus Christ in my life. Because you talk about what is important for you. See, for you, the most important is your dress. You talk about your dress. If the more important thing for you is your car, you talk about your car. See, the more important for you is your kid, you talk about your kid. See, the more important for you is this building, you talk about the building. Or maybe you talk about your wife or whatever. But see, the more important thing for you is Jesus. You talk about this all the time. I hope that this year, maybe you set up a new resolution for you. Be a witness. Because if you feel the love of Jesus, you need to be a witness of Jesus. I try to finish now. Because I don't know if you know what I mean. But I try to say two last questions. Do you want to be a witness? Do you want to accept the commitment to be a witness? If the answer is yes, let me tell you one more thing. Before telling others about Jesus, about God, talk to God about them. Maybe you are ready to talk about God. But the only way to be ready is when you talk about when you talk to God about them. If you want to be a witness in your house, you need to pray first. If you want to go to the community, you need to pray first. Because when you pray, the power of the Holy Spirit is performing you. When you pray, God lead me. When I pray, I can know what is the will of God. Because if you don't pray, maybe you don't read the Bible, maybe you don't come to the church every Sunday, maybe you don't be part of the small class. It's the life of the church. Be part of the small group. Be part of any other time to study the Bible. Take time with your family. Pray every day. Read the Bible every morning. If you don't do that, believe me, you'll never be a witness of Jesus. Today is the first Sunday of the year. And we need to be a witness of Jesus. My commitment for this year is not preaching English. You know, I don't see you, most of you stay, be here last year ago, or 1 year ago, when I talked to the Cesera, say, my goal for one more year is preaching English. I know that I don't do it so good, but I try, believe me. I can do my best. But my commitment for these years is to be more a witness of Jesus. Talk more about God, about the gospel. You know, a lot of people around you need that we have. Please, don't take Jesus only for you. Don't take the gospel only for you. This life is beautiful. Please, share with all of you. You can see around you, maybe your boss, maybe your friend, maybe your co-worker. Maybe the only that they need is that you read the Bible someday. Maybe you can memorize some verse. For example, John chapter 3, verse 16. Maybe this is the most verse that everybody knows. Please, telling everybody. Tell about what Jesus did in you. Because see, you know Jesus, you have many things to share with others. Amen. Amen? Okay. Do you want to be a witness? If you want to be a witness, the only that I want to, that you do is pray today. That the power of Jesus and the power of the gospel go in you, and you'll be a witness. Amen.